心当知你哪人中国方面的抓人的第二人不是谁的人往年的双目和三名家都难看的人على حبيبك على رسولك سيد خلقكم منه يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت تلقاء أعظمه فطال من طيبه نلقاه والأثم روحي فدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم للمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم Before starting our proper proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Jindal, Rumi of our time, the second Tabreel, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, Hazrat used to say that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with regard to the importance, the necessity, the virtue of sunnah, but then it said very many forms also. One particular form which Allah Ta'ala in His kindness has made famous in the whole world is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi se sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہے سنت کے راستے What does this mean? نقشِ قدم نبی کے following in the footsteps of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that is following in the sunnah this is the road to Jannah Anyone who follows for example the board that shows from here Nahal Street will come out in Nahal Street Anyone who follows the board that will show to Malana, you will come out here, whichever thought you take and you follow, the person who follows sunnah in his life, he will see he comes out in Jannah. And Allah se milate hai, a person will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. And that is the biggest connection. Once a person gets that connection with Allah, he needs no other connection, and no other connection can compare with that. And that connection is not difficult to get. Everyone can get it. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. A person who follows sunnat will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Allah left the sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. A person who will make his life according to the sunnat, he will get connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So by following, we should try and follow sunnat, we will get jannat also eventually. And immediately now we will get connection with Allah Ta'ala. So one sunnah that comes to mind, a very simple sunnah, very easy. It is recorded in the books of hadith that when a person leaves his home in the morning, whenever he leaves his home and he reads three simple du'as, very easy. What are those three du'as? Bismillah. Every Muslim knows Bismillah. Nothing to learn. We all know it. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. That also we all knowing and la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That also we all know. And they are not so difficult to read. You don't get tired. You don't have to tell your wife that you must put a bucket of water by the door, because I read the surahs and my throat gets dry. It's so simple, so easy. You don't even have to write a word. Who doesn't know Bismillah? Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But when a person reads these, apparently so simple, so easy to us, a great, great movement starts taking place in the heavens. Allah sends an angel, a farishta to you immediately. Right from the heavens up above, Allah sends one angel, farishta to you. And he gives you three du'as in return. You make three du'as, three very simple du'as, and he gives you three great du'as. And the du'as of the malaika, the angels, are 100% accepted. There is no doubt in the acceptance of their du'as. The first du'a that he gives you, when you make these three du'as, wuqita, you've got your protection for the day. The security and protection, today this is our biggest one, especially here in South Africa. Now, anything you have first on the agenda is security. We must organize security properly. Anything we want to do, we are worried of security. And all our security, we tried CCTV cameras, what and what. But it has failed us. Crime is not decreasing. Crime is increasing all the time. Crime, that system which Allah has given us. That we get the dua of the angels, that there is no doubt. You don't need CCTVs. You don't need burglars on the radio also. How much our yaqeen is. Then Allah Ta'ala will give the protection. And when the malaika, the angels, farishtas are making dua for you, what doubt is it that it can be accepted? The second dua they give is fufita. Your needs of the day will be fulfilled. A person leaves his house because of his necessities. We have to pay our rentals, we have to pay water and light, we have to put that butter and bread on the table. All our needs we have got. So a person that's right. And how much we are trying, how many of our needs are not getting fulfilled? They were just not getting done. Our problems are just not coming to an end. That's the dua of the malaika. And when they will give you your dua that your needs will be fulfilled, then see how easily your needs will be fulfilled. And the third dua that they give, and which is perhaps the most important, also in the present climate and present world system, that hudita, your hidayah for the day, is also guaranteed. Today, hidayah has become a major issue. We are worried of security issues, but our hidayah, today the amount of sin temptation, not only for youngsters, not only for married people, for grandfathers also. On the internet, the phone, who and who is not getting involved? On the cell phone all the time, good people, old people, who and who? But WhatsApp and all the messages and messaging all the time, any small thing, just sending message all the time, people are so involved. And other people with the lotto, whole day you see the earphones on the ear, listening to music all the time. And when you're on the road, anywhere in your shop, anywhere, the woman, how they are dressed everywhere, how much of temptation. And worse than that, Shaitan is making an effort on the beliefs and aqidahs of people. Today, Salafism is spreading so much. Shiaism, how much effort is made. Tabi'anism, modernism, all different things. That today is a problem for us. Before we should tell our children, those who are at school, etc., at varsity, what fitness are taking place at the varsity? It's unbelievable what is happening there. At first, if we read the dua, the angel, Farishta, will give us dua, would be the Yahudai. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A time will come on the Ummah that a person will be a mu'min at night, by the morning he'll have lost his iman. At one time we couldn't understand this, at night he went to sleep, how are you going to lose your iman? But today with the internet, people are going on the internet, and what first and death,
And what, and another thing also which is a great, great fitna, and which many of us are involved in, to read different philosophies of people. We haven't got time to read Quran, which is our kitab of hidayah. We read it and we say we must know what Harry Potter is writing about, and what this person is writing about. We don't need all that. That is going to put darkness in your heart. That is going to confuse you. Where we got that power and that knowledge to make up what is right and wrong and find out the fault. We are putting ourselves in great problems. Normal people are reading. Firms people are, and don't think a firm is just made for some entertainment. They want to push something down your throat into your mind. Some wrong idea, some wrong belief. That is what they want to push through that firm. You might think I'm just watching a film for fun, and also how stupid. Who doesn't know a film is just a, it's not a reality of life. It's a lie, and you are amusing yourself with a lie. Yeah. And after that you're thinking about it, this happened, that happened, this should have been done. All about the lie. So what the, how big fools they make it, and we just submitting to become so big fools. So all that, they are great, great people. Read the dua, and that the parishioners dua that Allah gives to your hidayat in order. And hidayat iman is the most important. Also in that hadith, that the time will come when people will at night sleep with iman. In the morning, no iman, it has gone away. Or in the morning you wake up with iman, by the night you have lost your iman. And the fitna is just so much that all around us, if a person is not careful, he loses his iman. It comes clear in the hadith sharif. When a person commits zina, adultery, iman comes out of his body. It's on top of him. So when we commit any type of zina, zina of the eyes, zina of the tongue, we're talking something. Zina of the eyes on form, on our cell phones, etc. If it's worse than that with our hands, to that extent our iman is gone out of us. And if you do the worst of all that acts, iman goes right out of you. And if more comes in that condition, and you have to die without iman, what will be the condition? Yeah, in this world, for example, we commonly ask our friends when we are visiting any mosquitoes. Yeah, if there's one mosquito at night, your sleep is spoiled for the whole night. One mosquito, we think we are so strong and so powerful, but one mosquito doesn't allow us to sleep at night. One fly in the day doesn't allow you to rest, doesn't allow you to eat properly, doesn't allow you to sleep. One fly, such a small thing, and we who are supposed to be so strong, Allah has no more stronger than what is heaven. The other faith, Allah will smash the heavens, the skies to pieces also. And you thinking, man ashaddu minna quwwa, man thinks and says, who is more stronger than me? And if you're wrong, you say, the words which are flowing here in Egypt, they flow by my command. I'm the Lord and the Lord of these rivers. And the same river flowing out there from me. So what is man? Man is nothing. So one mosquito doesn't let us sleep. One fly doesn't let us sleep and take rest. In the other way, Allah save us, if there to be snakes and scorpions, what will happen? We're going to get some repellent from somewhere to spray in the cover. We're going to get some emergency service to come and help us. Here we're complaining very hot, 35 degrees, but the heat is like 42 degrees, very hot. If there's heat in the cupboard and flames and fire in the cupboard, where are we going to go? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says so beautifully in one poem. When people are facing problems, everything, he says, rather die. Some say we rather commit suicide, some commit suicide. So Allah says, when all those problems come and you don't know what to do, say rather I die. Then the next part of the poem is so effective. After you die, you don't find peace, now where do you go? Yeah, you're thinking I'll run away to another country, or I'll escape the police, they are looking for me. I'll run here, I'll do this, I'll do that. Whatever you want to hide, you want to change your name or you go for surgery and change your features also. Whatever you want to do, but in the qabr, if you don't get chan and peace there, then where are you going to run and go?
In another very beautiful effective form, and it also says that Pada Aate, Pada meaning moth, moth came, Pada Aate, Bahosh Ko, Behosh Karne. The person was in his full senses, planning his work, mind his work, everything properly. But the moth came, Pada Aate, Bahosh Ko, Behosh Karne. Now the person is just falling. There's a madness, he can't do a thing. You are driving, heart attack, now you can't even press the brake pedal. You can't even open the door, nothing you can do. You are busy writing, doing your account. You wrote out a check of 10 million, you just have to sign it. But more thing, you can't make a signature. Or half a signature and it's there. And you know, daily this is happening. Suddenly people are dying. So, it just happens for more. Kada aate baahosh ko behosh kar gaye. Hangama hayat ko khamosh kar gaye. All the high weight of dunya, I'm going here, booking tickets here, I'm building here, I'm buying this, I'm getting married here, I'm getting my son married, big marriage preparation, everything now gets quiet. Jahan khushi aati, ab wahi hai maata. Where there was great happiness, suddenly at the same place there is sorrow. Morte and sorrow covers it everything. So we shouldn't be deceived by this dunya. We should be preparing for akhirat, and hidayat is the most important. And in the simple dua, we get the dua of the farishtas that will make dua of hidayat for us. So let us try to always make niyyat. Whenever we leave our home, step off with the left leg, that is sunnah, and read this dua. What is it? Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Not difficult, you all know it. Try and read it inshallah. And consciously read it, otherwise generally we forget a lot. We think we will read, or we think we read, but we don't read. And then when we face problems, then we wonder from where this problem starts. Allah has given us the solution, but we don't use them. And these solutions are so simple, so easy. Just see, for example, with regard to also the importance of sunnah. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, of Karachi, says that every Muslim in the world wants Islam to come alive in the world. In the whole world, Islam has spread. Islamic law has come, and we must live according to Sharia, according to Islam. And in some cases, some countries, people march also on the government that brings Sharia law, Islamic law. With a Muslim country, we must have Islamic law. So he said that's very good, everyone to have that desire and that. But he says that just understand one point. Every individual, every human being is a country of his own. In which you have got so many provinces. The province of the head, eyes, ears, tongue, hands, legs, heart, all different provinces you have got. And you are a resident of this country without election. You don't have to canvass for votes also. You don't have to bear and make false promises to get votes also. You are the president. And you like your president. Not for 5 years. For life, you are the president, the prime minister of this country. And you got no opposition in your parliament also. Whichever law you want to pass, you can pass it. You got no opposition. So in your own, every person, in his country, in every province of his, bring Islamic law. In your eyes, bring Islamic law. In your tongue, bring Islamic law. Your hands, legs, your mind, heart, bring Islamic law. Everyone for which you don't need a big budget. You don't have to go for election. You're going to bring Islam in the whole world. I'm going to bring Islam in me. So I need so much money. Collection. You don't need collection. You don't need computers. You don't need computer programs. You don't need a military also. You don't need weapons. You don't need arms. You need nothing, everyone. But the problem is, we want Islam to come in the whole world, but we don't want Islam to come in you. If we were really sincere with ourselves and everyone wants Islam, then you bring Islam in you. And others will follow suit. The head of the family brings Islam. Don't force the family to bring Islam. You bring Islam. You see, the others will follow suit. But if we are sincere, so easy. So to bring me alive to Allah today, if everyone is sincere,
So it's more of like in Medina Sharif, when the eyes of Farda, the woman thing, the eyes came down at night, by the morning, woman had a burqa sewn and they came out in burqa. Before that, there was no burqa, nobody, no woman wore hijab. But the eyes came at night, the preparation was made so much that by the, on that I remember one very important point also. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah, when he started a very starting time of his work of Tabligh and Da'wah, and he is on these Thursday nights, Jummah's night, they used to be Shabbuzan, which still today takes place, and people from all Delhi should also start. That time, Nizamuddin was like all of Delhi. It was like in the jungle. It was a small little masjid, Bandarani masjid, out in the jungle. Today, of course, how the whole world has expanded, no matter. So one person who later became the Amir of Makki Masjid in Karachi, by Amin Sahib. So he also used to come regularly, and he didn't have a beard, young man, like those days. So after quite a while, that Maulana had friendship with him, Ta'alluq. So Maulana just put his hand on his face like this and said, if Sunnah comes, it will be so nice. He became angry, he became upset, he stopped coming to the Zahra. Then after about 1.5, 2-3 weeks passed, he's not coming. Those days, Maulana went by ox cart. No car, no rickshaw, no bicycle also. Ox cart, Maulana went to his place in old Delhi. And he said, he said, I'll never ask you to do anything, but you just keep on coming. Then, why I said all this is to mention this. Maulana said a sentence. He said, Tande Tawaka Roti Dandi. Your Tawa was so cold, you didn't get faster. And you made your roti, the woman, made the roti, and on the cold Tawa, they put the roti. So you get stuck on it. You made a big problem for yourself. Where is your roti going to be made? Now you set it, take out this atta, the flour, and you scrape and wash your tawa, what rock effort. And if you wait, that if you first prepared and made the tawa hot, and you put your roti in about half a minute, 1 minute, you get a hot, hot, free roti. And you know, small children, they run around the mother, they want the shri roti with sugar in tea. Hey, Rafita, how they enjoy that little ghee roti. But that is when the tawa. So when we make effort on anyone, first prepare the person. Make his tabiat receptive. So don't just going to force your wife to do this in a great burqa. The wife mustn't just force the husband, you must wear dress, you must go tabiat. First prepare the person. Hey, let him be receptive. Otherwise, marry yourself with him. Otherwise, youngsters are leaving the home and running away and becoming worse drug addicts. Women, young girls are going into what sir? Okay? So first, wean them, love, and then see. So anyway, following sunnah is extremely important. One sunnah I mentioned. Just to read Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, how much won't we benefit? We all were trying, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, on which I wish to base my talk, is more or less the second last ayat of Surah Tawbah. Surah Tawbah is the only surah which does not start with Bismillah. Ulama have given various reasons for this, but anyway, in the surah Allah has discussed very heavy, very, very difficult tasks on the Muslims. Okay, for example, Jihad, Allah has commanded. Allah has declared in the surah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّوا قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ. If you love your parents and your children and your businesses and your houses and your farms and your transports more than you love Allah and His Rasul and to make effort for deen, then just wait for the command. Allah, severe punishment will come to pass. Many, many such commandments have been given in the surah. So it's natural a person will feel hard, just like parents, and this has to be also. If we want to bring up our children in the proper way, it's very, very important. Sometimes we have to tell them things which they don't like. For example, your child is ill, got a flu, he's sneezing, he's coughing, nose is running, eyes are running, but he wants ice cream, he wants cold drink, he wants it with ice also. At that time, you don't be so stupid and make the child happy and give him more and more ice cream and cold drinks. Eh? At that time, you have to be hard. You use nice, complementary ways, but get it out of him. But if you come here, the child thinks my mother doesn't like me. Eh? I'm so sick and she doesn't want to give me cold drinks. She doesn't want to give me juice and I want it. And children also, when they eat also, before they eat, they want first juice. Really. And then they cry from it. All the children want to stop it all the time. And today there is also a very important thing. The chappies, all the time, chewing, is great harm for us. Muhammad Yusuf, it's not a good thing. All of us are great harm for us. But they just like all these things. And we can't just give them. They want chocolates, they want sweets all the time. Okay. Parents who are good to their children won't just give them freely. You try and curb it, etc. Possibly the children feel, my parents don't like me. Why are they so hard? Look at the other children, they dress like they want to. They don't come to madrasa. Their parents don't send them to madrasa. Their parents are not worried about them. And my parents, they make sure I go to madrasa. And I must be on time. They don't accept any excuse of mine also. So all like that, Ahkamat and laws, your ustad and the madrasa is hard on you. Your parents are hard on you. Your chef is hard on you. He reprimands you. He shouts you, etc. Or he gives you some treatment. He tells you things which you don't like to hear. Or he ignores you. Doesn't give you attention. You feel what kind of a chef is that? Hey, he hasn't got a class. What a class is he going to be? Whereas this is such a thing that see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did not make salam to the three sahaba who didn't go off in the battle of Tabuk. And he told the other sahaba, don't make salam, don't reply to their salam. He separated the wife from the husband, that they must stay on their own. What was this? That Nabi na'udhubillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have a plan to teach the people. And then he brought out the best from them. When he treated them in this way, he brought out the bed. So in the surah, such commandments are given, it appears to be hard for us. But it is for our good. So Allah says at the end of the surah now, also another point before we explain the ayah, which we have to understand, is this ummah, there are two types of this ummah. One is ummah ijab, the ummah that has accepted the kalima who are Muslim. They are, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we accept Quran, we accept Hadith, we accept Allah, we accept His Rasul, and we believe in Qadr, Akhirah, everything. That is that part of the Ummah that has accepted the form of the Nabi and they are the Ummah of Hijab. Then there is a huge part of this Ummah which haven't accepted, who we call the non-Muslims. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, after no other Nabi is coming. He is the Nabi of all who are coming after that. But they are that part of the Ummah, which is Ummah al-Da'wah. Still Da'wah has to be given to them. They have to accept Islam still. Alhamdulillah, by Allah's certain list of things, we accepted Islam. We are Muslims, where we are now. Also that, when we became conscious, we still accept Islam. And from our heart, we accept Islam. So this is the Ummah-e-Ijab, and that is the Ummah-e-Da'wah. And in this surah, all surah Tawbah, lot of commands are given to give da'wah and to make the non-Muslims to make them Muslims. And that is a hard thing. It's not easy. To change your religion is one of the hardest things. You can change your name, you can change other things, you can change your location where you live in. Rather than you move away, you can live in Johannesburg, you can live away, you can live in Pretoria, you leave the country, you can live in Europe, you can live in America. It's not so hard. How many people which is not right and good, you divorce your wife, you can marry another woman, but to change your religion, that is the hardest thing. So therefore, to this non-Muslims, for them, many of them, I promise you, there is a great, great majority of the non-Muslims in their heart. They know Islam is the true religion. But to change over and to confess, that is only what Allah's talking. You find my family, I believe my family. How many people are there? One young Africana girl, she writes regularly. She was at university now in the house. And we know many people who accept Islam. Many people who are running madrasas for reverse, etc. The biggest problem is holiday time. Now they go home, halal food is a problem. And Russian girls and many others, they keep the Islam hidden. They can't preserve, they can't inform the parents. Now halal food on the table, now what must they do? And she read that on now New Year's Eve, the family got together and her sister suggested we must go to church. And now the parents agreed and they prayed that they could. And she got iman. Now she says all the shift carrying on. The pastor, the priest, whatever, he's preaching there all kufa and shift of the Nazis to say. So for us it's very easy. The children who go to these madrasas and the young girls, how many? There are many places where girls are learning. Young boys are learning. All of these they go home, the family are not Muslims. Well, they have a problem with everything. They make namaz is a problem. Where they have guns, they know they are Muslims. The food is a problem. The everything is a problem. For us, Allah made it very easy. But what I'm trying to say, to change your religion, even if you are on Baptist, you can accept, you know it's hard. But to accept it and start living like that. And then again, another thing, for like many harmful Muslims, they can't just comprehend it. They just say that if you become a Muslim, they say the whole day you must pray. Like one Tabligh Jamaat went to one area in a village in India. So they went to make khususi ghar. They met one Haji Sahib. Haji Sahib, but he never comes for namaz also. Ramzan's month also, never come in the masjid. So if you encourage him, they say after Isha you have bayan. And short bayan is Ramzan. So not long bayan, short bayan, you must come. Somehow they convinced him. So he came. And then when they finish Isha, they started Karami, Ramzan, no bayan. He doesn't know, he doesn't go Muslim. He said, okay, maybe two rakats, another two rakats, another two rakats, and not sure how to do it. You have to finish running for the sofa. And he's going on, and they just discuss the big line of that. They told me bayan, they told me bayan. After Isha, what bayan? They all had the meeting namaz. So after four rakats, he's just dropped it, slept off. And he went home. So they saw the decay, they were happy. Well, now he's missing. So the next day they went and visited him again. So he said, when he went, he said, hey, the future, man, you shoot so much in life. He said, after Isha Bayan, you know, just the whole night you're making. He then, he went and sleep away and working on the fields, the theater, on the farm. Like every time, early in the morning, they go, water is being supplied, they have to give water to the farm. So when he passed the masjid, he saw they still making namaz. So he thought from the back, the whole people were making namaz. He dropped his farm, all indicated his farm, round about Ishraqan. He came back, passed the masjid. Again, he's still making namaz. Then about 10 o'clock, he got up, he needed a biri, cigarette. So he went to the biri shop near the masjid. They're making chashas. They're still making namaz. Their namaz is still get finished. They went and visited him again. Haji Sahib, what happened? You came last time. They said, please, you people, you don't come to me. You told me after Isha Bayan, but you just don't finish namaz. There's no difference between namaz. So, all of us, a person, from what did I say this?
People that accept God.
Yeah, so the non-Muslims, they can't, they say, you people, all whole day, but before sunrise, you're making namaz. When we see again, now this namaz you're making, so, Asar, Mahdi, Isha, you're just making namaz. Roza you keep, how can we keep roza? Some of those are so wrong, but those who are Muslims are Alhamdulillah. We make our parents namaz, we do our business, we speak to our families, and that is perfect, everything carries on. We know it's not a problem, but the people who are on the outside, they can't understand this. So we must make a lot of shukr to, so what I was saying, to convert is not easy. Though you know Islam is the true religion, and then many who convert also, they don't make namaz, they are still Muslims, Alhamdulillah, no problem. But for them to come into the group, from some group, Spartan, others are mashallah, very far more model what we are also. They become so regular, and that is why it is very, very difficult. So in the surah, Allah explained, where it's our duty, and we must understand that the ummah is da'wah, we have to give them da'wah. And the main real tabligh of Islam is to invite the non-Muslims to do. The tabligh Jamaat is doing a fantastic and absolutely necessary work. Today we as Muslims also, by name we are Muslims, or let them be dressed in special Muslim, but the reality of Islam is still nothing, natural. So this is what many people say, but Tabligh Jamaat, why they don't go to the non-Muslim? So why do you want to go to the non-Muslim? They're making effort on the Muslims, which is so necessary. So you will make the effort on the Muslim, on the non-Muslim. So that department is also necessary. This department also is necessary. Many people complain that going every year for Umrah, and what about the poor people? You're not seeing to their food. You're not seeing their flesh in Malawi now. They are drought somewhere else. So those who are going to Umrah, let them go. You give your money, you can realize it this way, and you make effort. So you don't have to fight with anyone. Your target is to do something and do good. Don't waste your time just fighting, running other people down. They are doing good work, you do good work. Don't fight with one another. So in this way, so I think all this is discussed in the surah. So two things, hard commands of Allah, which we feel are hardness, which are actual rahmat and goodness for us. And the other is that Allah discusses the ummah of the surah, ummah al-da'wah and ummah al-ijabah. Then Allah Ta'ala says now, right at the end, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. The Rasul has come to you from your own self. He's a human being like us. He was a parishka, he doesn't know what is happiness and sadness. He's a parishka, he doesn't need a wife. He doesn't know what it is to love whatever. How to make the wife happy? No matter what you do, she got a problem. She just doesn't get happy. How to make her happy? How that if the Rasul was a parishka, how will he behave to you? How will he explain? He hasn't got children. What does he know? The children today need a pair of shoes. Tomorrow the child's stomach is sore. Tomorrow the child's head is sore. And you go to the doctor. This problem, that problem. The child is crying the whole night, etc. What's the problem? Parishta got no children. If the Rasul was a Parishta, then how would we know? If the Rasul was a jinn, then how would... But Allah says, in anfusikum, of your own self, he also has got children. He also has got wives. He knows everything, and in the light of all that he has given you advice, when he has guided you, this needs much more explanation to appreciate that your Rasul that has come to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is from amongst yourself, he's a human being like you. But at the same time, he is definitely a human like us. He's not an angel, he's not a parishta, he's not a jinn, he's no one else. But the difference between us and him, we can't imagine. Like an example, there are stones on the road, and there are stones in your safe also. The diamonds are also stones. They are also, but the stone of the road and the stone in your safe, can they never be compared? So the stone, we are stones on the road. And our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say, what is the Kohinoor? What is any other diamond? Nothing compared to who Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a human, but he is the king of human beings. He is a human who has taught us how to be human beings. Be a good husband to your wife. Be a good wife to your husband. Be good children to your parents. Be good parents to your children. He has taught us how to. He is the king of the soul of humanity, and he has taught us how we can become kings also. Allah akhlaq, Allah akhlaq. A prophet says, Ya Nazar king. This is a Murda to Masiha Tanziya. What was the nazar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When his eyes fell on the Sahaba, what was their life before Islam? Drinking was the order of the day. Crying, their daughters alive was the order of the day. Husband died, the mother, the son inherits the mother. If he wants to, he marries his own mother. If he wants to, he sells her, he enslaves her, she becomes a slave. He sells her as a slave, whatever he wanted to. Well, what was the condition? But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made them ashabi kalimidun. They ate him just the bedroom, just the bedroom. My sahaba has become guiding stars for the people of the world on the day of Qiyamah. Whichever sahaba you will follow, you will be guided towards Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the rule? Those who were misguided themselves, they became the teachers and guides for other people. So that was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. One other great quality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Azizun Alayhi Ma Anitum. Very, very hard to find those things that cause you difficulty and harm. Your Rasul cannot see you in difficulty and harm. He wants your witness in dunya also. In deen also, he taught us so many things by which our health will be made, by which our finances will be made, by which we won't deplete and lose our finances. Everything of dunya also and of akhirat also. He doesn't want to see even a thorn pricking you. Allah Akbar. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah when you need me, look for me at one of three places. Whether on the stage of good and bad deeds, I will be there and I will be helping my ummah that is good. So the pain of good deeds must become more heavy. And just imagine how one person will be presented and in his pain of bad deeds will be so heavy, right down strong. And not one good deed in his other pain is gone right up, nothing in it. Then suddenly he realizes I'm doomed not for life, I'm doomed for eternity. I'm going to Jahannam. What will happen to me? How will I burn in the fire of Jahannam? What will be the tortures and torments in the fire of Jahannam? Suddenly he sees a handsome young man coming and putting a small piece of paper in the pan of good deeds, by which the pan becomes so heavy that it goes right down and this pan starts climbing the pan. No weight, so heavy this was. This pan becomes. He says, my parents become sacrificed for you. My wife and everything, who are you and what did you put? You made my life. Now I'm going to Jannah. Just imagine a person. He comes in the hadith that person who lost his camel in the desert. When he found his camel, he became so happy and he told Allah, Father, you are my Banda and I am your Allah. Not that he meant it, but he became so happy, he went out of his mind. So how happy this man must be becoming, not only for his camel, he's getting saved from Jahannam. When he's going forever into Jannah, who is this our Rasul? He didn't want to see any difficult. And he said, what did you put in my pen? One guru sharif which you read on mine. Ask ourselves, how many gurus do we read as this? A guru sharif is such an ibadah. It will save us from torments and problems of this world. The time of more Allah Hu Akbar. I'll just digress a little bit. I thought I'll finish by half past, but Rukh Muhabbat. So a few more minutes, inshallah. One person, he was struggling with his father. Father became ill. He treated, looked after his father. Father passed away. His face became black. He was a sinner. Involved in interest. One other case where he was involved in interest and that face went black. And now that so the son was very, very, my father passed away also. And this is his condition. Suddenly he sees a rider coming on the horse. A handsome person, and he wiped his hand over the person's face, and he became quite different. And look on his face, he's going to Jannah. Who are you? In a dream, he fell asleep near his father. He says, I am your Rasul. And this is the guru's behavior. Your father was involved, not of in big sons, one other case, and another case in interest. He was too much involved in interest. But his guru, I could have paid him better than him. So just imagine. So this is our Rasul, he doesn't want to see us in any difficulty. Azizun alayhim ma anitum. Harisun alayhim. He's so, the word is not nice to you, but the translation I'll explain it, he's very greedy for your good. He's eager, he's desperate, he wants good to come to you. And if we study the hadith, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam really went out of his way, didn't leave a stone unturned to explain to us what is deen, what is shafi'i. Don't worry about this dunya is temporary, akhirat is your eternal, forever life. Prepare for akhirat, don't fall into sin, don't fall into guna. And see what is your akhirat, how much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will have. And these two qualities, Azizun alayhi ma anittum, that he doesn't want to see any difficulty and hardship for you. Harisun alaykum, he's very keen and very desirous for your good. It's for the whole ummah, ummah-e-ijabat also, and ummah-e-da'wah also. Even for the ummah-e-da'wah, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is feeling, Allah was a Jew boy that sick. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and visits him and asks him at that time, except Abu Jahl, Abu Ta'al, that he started off with a dad, confessed that he must accept Islam. So how keen was it? And this is for the Ummat al-Dawah and Ummat al-Ijabah. And then exclusive for the Ummat al-Ijabah, the Ummat that has accepted وَبِلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوْفُ الرَّحِيمِ. And yet the believers, the Ummat al-Ijabah, the Ummat that has accepted, they are the Mu'mineen. He is much more compassionate than that. He is Ra'uf, he is Rahim. Allah Akbar, he is so kind, so merciful, you cannot imagine it. That is our Rasul. But in return from our side, let us see that how much we even think of our Rasul. Whether we read one guru, today we prefer birthday parties here. Where is we do according to the non-Muslim? Today, where is Allah make us laugh? Not only according to Christian rites, but according to Hindu ways. That our young girls, not long ago, one girl got married, and she told her parents, no problem, we can never see. But after that, we go to the church and we take our vows. Hey, Muslim people, who are grown up as Muslims, what things we are doing? On that wedding day, one of one sign of Islam, wearing the white or bridal dress of the Christians. Then the carnation on the husband's on his sweater, and the tie that he's wearing, and the suit that he's wearing, only for nikah time, 2 minutes, little bit red to cook that. Only that, after that finish, that's it. That is this, our Rasul who was so magnanimous, who was so kind, so merciful to us, and this is our attitude, no loyalty. If a wife is not loyal to a husband, what happens? If a husband is not loyal to a husband, what happens? If your workers are not loyal to you, if they are wronging you all the time, what do you do? What aren't we doing with our husband? Why we must let the Jews and the Munafiqs, what was harm they tried all the time to cause him? Now that he's gone in Fanda, how much harm aren't we causing? When we go to Ronga and Mubarak, what is our appearance? And we are reading Salatul Salam. I'm telling you, I love you, but you can see clearly that I hate you. And I'm just saying, I love you, I hate your ways, I hate your teachings. What is our condition? So that also we must call that inshallah tomorrow from Asr to Isha in Nasri. We'll have an Islamic jalsa to discuss this, how we can, what our problem is, what's the solution, and how to implement the solution. That is also, if you advertise something, but you don't say where you can get it, but the advertisement is not complete. You must give an address, you must give a phone number, email address, where you can get this. So this is also one big deficiency in our deen, that we speak many times, we give bayan, namaz is very important, but we don't show that how to bring namaz in your life. That to lie, to backbite is very bad, but we don't show that how we can get out of this here. So in what is called Islam, the solution is here. That the problem, the disease is diagnosed, and then it is the medicine is prescribed. And then not only prescribed, it's put into your mouth. You are dead, and if you come in the ICU and you come in the spiritual hospital, you will be monitored properly, and you will be given your treatment. So that will be discussed inshallah tomorrow after, from Asr to Isha in Nasri. And then on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of February, in the Darul of Nazar, we have also an Islamic Jalsa, which is meant for the whole country, but alhamdulillah, brothers from around the world. They see, for example, Brother Jafar, which also we hear from Australia, who are to come in the spiritual hospital to take treatment, how you want water to diagnose and to take the treatment, all the way from Australia he is there. And brothers from around the world are coming. One brother who comes regularly in Ramadan from Sri Lanka, he is supposed to come from Islam Jalsa, but also see his mother, she's a spinster, she didn't get, divorced or whatever it was, but now how he looks after her. He's not so well, so he said, I won't be able to come. How important for us is to look after your mother is so important. So I tell him, what you are doing is the perfect thing. So he says, as soon as she's okay, I will come for the monthly majlis. Every month we have a majlis 3 days. From Sri Lanka is coming for a 3-day majlis. And we ask ourselves from these areas, MashaAllah, Maulana Yusuf comes, Sahib Sadi comes from Kumati Kuwait, in between Babas and they just fly over. They don't worry about Babas and to bring some presents from here also. So inshallah, try and attend, see from where and where people are coming. And people are coming with their families also. And alhamdulillah, the facilities are there and people are taking advantage. Well, Muhammad Nurjah is from Germany, but almost every week he's here for the program. And mashallah, he has given him such a business that he can manage, but he comes regularly. So let us take part in this. We will see the great benefit, inshallah. And we will see if a person is a diabetic, and by the afternoon he's finished exhausted, and his eyes he can't see properly also. He took treatment, he got better, now he's got energy again. You can see how happy that is. What are our problems of anger which we got? Our problems, our tongues are not under control. Our problem, our eyes are not in control. That's why our wife don't look beautiful. He's looking at other women, how's your wife going to look beautiful? Then you don't enjoy your marriage life. It is like a burden living with your wife. But if you learn to control your eyes, wallah, I promise you, Allah will make your wife look to you more beautiful than the whole world. And if a person left with, and he's all looking for Hurul Eid, Allah gave you Hurul Eid in your house. But you looking outside, so you can't see her. You only look at her, don't look at the others, and you'll see she's a Hurul Eid. She's more beautiful than the Hurul Eid also. Wallah, I said. But it is upon us, we control our. So when a person gets treatment and is pure, he will see his living life of Jannat now. That Jannat will come on each side, and you get that enjoyment. Allah, Allah, Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, has come to give us Jannat like in India. But we don't take the message. We put it in a golden case and we praise him, Islam is so beautiful. Our Rasul was so good, but we're not bringing it in our lives. We're not taking the message. Take the message and see for yourself. Then Allah, give us our prophet. After Fajr also we have a program inshallah, try to attend after Fajr, a short program, so it's not 1 hour program, it's short. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, open our blind eyes. Oh Allah, give light to our dead hearts. Oh Allah, let us see the beauty of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and what great efforts he made for us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us give us the enjoyment of Islam, this great manner which you have given us so that our lives of dunya become lives of Jannah. Let us practice on it and give us this life of Jannah in this dunya. Oh Allah, save us from our blindness, our stupidity, our idiocy, that we are following the filthy, dirty ways of the West, of the people of dunya. How blind that we become, the Mubarak Durani way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have discarded it and we follow the dirty and filthy way. Those people who follow their dogs when they go for a walk, and when the dog wants to urinate, they stop and wait for it. People who make dogs their imams, we have made them our imams of our life. And you have given us such a great imam, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we discard his ways. Oh Allah, hide us, open our blind eyes, and let us see the truthfulness, the beauty, the rahmat of Islam, and the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alayhi wa sallam, walhamdulillah.